The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
People are still talking, and people are still writing, people are still reading, and they will be talking about last night's debate for many, many years, if not decades to come. Probably the most remarkable debate victory in all of presidential debate history, an absolute crushing defeat. And it is quite amusing to watch, as I wrote above the top political art image, how the mainstream media is scrambling and squirming to try to spin this into something other than what it was. The complete revelation of how Hillary Rodham Clinton is a liar, a loser, who is capable of nothing much more than her recorded, memorized sound bites, which are largely empty words, meaningless jabber. And at the end, her health is so bad, she was so tired in the last 15 minutes, she was literally jabbering and saying nothing of substance. She was just talking. They were just words. Now, they made sentences most of the time. Sometimes they didn't, though, if you listen. But this woman ran out of shtick. And last time, in the first debate, you saw, we've demonstrated that clearly at Rent, so have other sites, she cheated. That's what the Clintons do. They cheat, they corrupt, they engage in criminal activity. I'm not sure what she did was criminal, but it sure wasn't ethical. She had an earpiece, that's an ear speaker, an earbud. She was being coached in her ear what to say, how to react. I do believe she had a mini seizure during the debate. We have a 10-second video up on that somewhere. It's in the health box on the right-hand side, Hillary's health. And I think that they talked her through that in the earpiece. Remember the famous, keep talking, keep talking? I think they did something like that. She also had a teleprompter, which was buried in this specially constructed podium just for her. You couldn't see it from the front. You couldn't see it unless you were sideways to it or behind it. And it was a small miniature screen, probably 2 inches tall, I'm going to guess. And after the debate was over, not only were her notes picked up immediately by this longtime confidant and operator that they have, forgotten his name now, Ben something, I think, but another man came out and furtively went up to the podium, bent down, and picked up a piece of electronics that was underneath the top of the podium, pulled it out, and vanished with it real quick. That was the receiver for the teleprompter. So she was coached all the way through the first debate. Not only that, Donald Trump has never engaged in a presidential debate before. He did wonderfully well considering it was a foreign environment to him, and he was up against a complete fraud in terms of being programmed and told what to say, how to say it. They had worked on that for a long time. Even so, I think if you go back and look at that again, and look at it objectively and honestly and evaluate it appropriately, you'll see that Donald Trump, by and large, at least came up with a draw if he didn't win on substance. And I think he did win on substance. That's the first debate. Last night, well, BuzzFeed this morning had over 2 million votes tallied in their poll. 90% Trump, 2% Clinton, and 8% basically undecided. 90% to 2%. Now, we're not out of the woods yet. You've seen the RINOs. If you don't know, R-I-N-O, RINOs, those are Republicans in name only. They're really globalists and frauds and neocons. They're leaving Trump, about 100, 150 of them. That's good. He doesn't want that kind of deadwood around him. They're gone. They've exposed themselves as being phonies, frauds to the party, to the political process, to the confidence that the country has placed in them. They're gone. We'll talk more about this in just a minute. One other thing I want to mention is that Mike Pence today, after basically turning his back and betraying Trump again after the tapes were released and saying that, well, our family's going to pray for him, like he's a lost soul. And who are these people? Anyway, Pence was kicking himself today, I think, for saying that and kissing up to Donald Trump in an appearance on Fox News Friends, I think Fox and Friends this morning. Anyway, enough of that. Jim Fetzer is with us tonight. Professor Jim, we're going to go through the hour with no break at the bottom. Lots to talk about. How did it look to you? And welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. The more I reflect on it, the more I am in awe of the masterful performance exhibited by Donald Trump. I mean, he was firm without being excessive. He was critical without being mean. He gave lots of issues, lots of complaints against Hillary. He carried the attack home with a great power and force. I was immensely impressed. And I think that all of these initial polls, which so strongly favor him, I mean, here are three right off the bat. The New Jersey Advanced Media had around 72,000. Trump, 59. Hillary, 36. Neither two. Here's one from the Drudge poll. It was over 100,000. About 90% Trump, Hillary about 10. Here's another who won the second debate. This was early. I think you reported the more recent BuzzFeed poll, because at this point it had 62% for Donald, 30% for didn't know who won, and only 8% for Hillary. I believe now you're reporting it has over 1 million. And the fact is, these appear to be far more accurate indications of what actually happened during the debate than these other polls that are being released days later, because they are being rigged, Jeff.
Oh, of course.
But listen, they're calling them the scientific polls.
No.
What that really means is they're being scientifically rigged to
That's
give a
right.
false result by the way in which they have selected those they're polling. So. Yeah. It's really fascinating how much they are bamboozling the American people to disregard the obvious truths and to believe fabricated data as part of the most ambitious and comprehensive intelligence propaganda scheme to which the United States has ever been subjected.
Yeah, I agree. Can you get on your phone if you're on a speaker? I'm going to get you a little closer. That's it.
Oh, the problem is I'm talked out. My voice.
Oh, okay. You're fine.
Yeah.
No problem.
I don't think I'd be. I'd
no,
be
no. You're
better
fine.
On the phone,
but. It's fine. Okay. Now, BuzzFeed. When I posted it, it was over 2 million total. 2 million.
Wow.
Now, there's no way, and I don't care what David Brock says or anybody else. The Trump people can't crowd a poll and drive the numbers up. You can't do it. Those polls are fixed so that they'll only accept one vote from one email address. Who wants to sit there and play games and try and get in there with five different email addresses? It's not easy to do. So, no, these are legitimate, they're credible, and as you said, the longer it takes for a poll to be released, the more tweaking can be done to it. So you want those instant online polls. You want them to show right away what happened. Now, Jim Morris is going to be on tomorrow night, and Jim is a longtime career journalist, so am I. Jim, we talked last night late, and I want you to hear what he has to say tomorrow night about this. We have a great program tonight, but the moderators, once again, showed themselves to be whores, and if there's anything we've learned, we can never trust the media again, ever, ever, ever. Anderson, CIA Cooper, homosexual Anderson, CIA Cooper. I don't care if he's gay, but let's be honest about it, Anderson. Announce it. Maybe he has. I haven't heard it. Son of Gloria Vanderbilt. Talk about being in the in crowd. There you go. And Martha Raddatz, a tired old Ziocon, interrupted him, basically debated with Trump, and he called them out. He several times said, you gave her a minute over, you give me 2 seconds over, what's the deal? And he pointed at them when they were running over, and he, if you watched him, it was a masterful performance. Here's, if I might, let me play just a little clip, and I think it really summed it up from the Trump campaign perfectly. Rudy Giuliani, who really should be his vice president, no question. Pence should be ejected immediately for his triple betrayal of Donald Trump. Triple. You can't do what Pence does and did. And I wrote about it. You probably saw it at Rents. Hopefully you did. Trump must get rid of Pence. Pence has to go. Put in Rudy. Here's Rudy about last night. This man is a hell of a tremendous communicator. Here you go.
Us now. What, you're happy tonight?
I'm very happy. I'm a very happy man. He did. I thought he was going to win. He did a lot better than I thought. I consider it a knockout. I think he just.
All right, come on. Let's not buffer tonight. Giuliani called this the greatest victory in a presidential debate. He called it a knockout.
Completely. By the end of the debate, she was just talking for the purpose of talking. She looked tired to me. The last 15 minutes, she looked really tired, and then she would give these long, wandering answers. In fact, the moderators were totally unfair. They let it go on and on and on.
I love what he said, 1-on-3, because that was true.
But the moderators were unfair in letting it go on and on and on, but she hurt herself by going on and on and on, because she kept repeating the same thing. She started to lose her train of thought. I think he really dazzled her. Yeah. He completely, and I'll tell you, from the moment
Not only did he dazzle her, okay, that's Rudy for you. Not only did he dazzle her, but he showed what she is without her teleprompter, without her earbud, without her notes, and without the questions a week or two in advance of the debate. He really, really blew her away. And I think Donald Trump now is a master of presidential debates. I think he is a quick study, a lightning study, Jim, and I think the next debate will be more of the same.
Well, I agree with all of that, Jeff, and he did several times very definitely point out the uneven manner in which they were managing the debate, letting Hillary go on and on and on, cutting him off abruptly. It was 3-1. And when she went after him about Syria, that was really crossing the line. I mean, she became an advocate for Hillary, not a moderator of a presidential debate.
Oh, absolutely.
Debate.
It was obscene. These aren't journalists. They're whores and hacks. And if they don't do their job, there are 10,000 in line behind each one of them ready to take their place. There's no moral ethic in this business anymore.
Let me give this example. CNN rigged its own poll again to claim Hillary won the debate. It turned out that CNN has released a debate that was based on just 537 respondents, which is very, very few.
That's it?
Yeah, finding 57 thought Hillary won, while 34 thought Trump was victorious. However, CNN reported 58% of the respondents were Democrats. That doesn't mean 42% were Republicans.
No, it doesn't.
No. 42 would include independents as well.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time that CNN has pulled this kind of stunt. After the first presidential debate, their poll sampled 41% of Democrats compared to 26% Republicans. Uh-huh. These are among the ways you can skew a poll to give a predetermined outcome.
Very good. And I go back to the BuzzFeed poll. And again, you can't vote but once, and you're not going to spend time sitting there voting 10, 15, 20 times in an hour. It's not going to happen. People are going to vote, and that's it. They want to see the result. 2 million. 2 million. Throw out 10%. Let's call it 1.8 million. That's a hell of a response. That's amazing.
There's a very significant article about a memorandum that was sent to the director of the Monmouth University in New Jersey poll, which has in the past been uncannily accurate in picking who's going to win and who's not, where they were saying that that the Hillary campaign is virtually in panic mode because the level of despondency is equivalent to the Michael Dukakis candidacy, principally because of Trump's successful presidential narrative surge and a massive lack of enthusiasm on the part of minority and millennial voters who are beginning to view Obama as a failed president and Hillary Clinton as a lying harpy. And this goes on to say how they've got to rig a poll to make it look as though Florida is surging toward Hillary, when in fact they have 53 outfits down there in Florida that they can't find anyone to man. That no one. They have 53 field offices which are empty of volunteers. This lack of enthusiasm is showing up.
Hillary field offices. Nobody wants to work for her.
Right. Why would anybody? And yet you see how they're rigging the so-called scientific polls in order to make it look as though she really won, to offset right. all of the really indicative polls that were taken in the immediate aftermath. I mean, it gets increasingly absurd, Jeff, that we are being confronted with false reports and illusory data all of the time now. All of the time.
It's constant. It's nonstop. You're totally right. I've never seen anything like it. And it's not going to quit. Now, let me interject one thing. This guy, David Brock, do you know who he is? He's the hardcore inside political hitman for Clinton. He's the one that I posted the hacked email conversation between Brock and his staff about how to get information on Trump and so forth. It was really ugly stuff. David Brock is now openly advertising that they will pay anyone who can come up with recordings that will harm Trump. They're actually asking for it. That means they've shot their wad. They're done. The tapes that they had, the Billy Bush tapes, that was probably it. So they're asking now for people who might have tapes to send them in, they'll pay for them. This is so repulsive. It's unbelievable. It just is unbelievable.
This memorandum, by the way, where you can find the full article about it, authored by Dr. Eowyn of Fellowship of the Mind's blog, is on my blog at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. But they talk about, you know, pulling shenanigans, oversampling liberals at 30% instead of their actual 12. Speaks condescendingly of manipulating naive liberals as useful idiots. Proposes concocting a white people are racist narrative to implant into the psyche of the undecided. So if Donald Trump appeals to the white Americans, then he must be a racist. And of course, in this age of political correctness, that's something that is to be avoided at all costs. But it's also interesting that in this email and exchanges, they admit that the American people are getting a lot smarter, and that the alternative media has been successful in penetrating through the mainstream media's obfuscation as seen in birtherism. 73% of Americans say they don't know where Obama was born. A majority of Americans, including Democrats, don't just think Hillary's sick, but incredibly sick, probably infectious and terminal. A majority of Americans, including Democrats, think blacks support Hillary for free goodies like phones and tablets. More Americans think Hillary is secretly supporting ISIS than not. A majority, including Democrats, believe that Hillary has called all Trump supporters deplorable and believe that the mainstream media are in cahoots with Hillary and the Democrats, which all of which are true. I mean, it's amazing how much closer we get to the truth from the alternative media. And they're bemoaning that it's sinking in with the general public, Jeff, that too many people are putting two and two together and figuring these things out.
I don't think the American people, I don't know if I can say the majority, but I could say pretty darn certainly that close to the majority of America now is getting wise and has become wise to the lies and the criminality of the mainstream media, the gross misrepresentation of the truth, of facts, of data. They're caught. They're all caught out now. They're phonies, and I think people know that. They're not only rejecting the lying Clinton crime cabal, the Clinton crime syndicate, but they're rejecting the mainstream media as well. And as well they should, because they're one and the same. We've got data up at Rents now that shows a clear and long-standing, very close cooperation between the Clinton camp and the mainstream media. There's just no refuting it. And I think people are aware of that. They're insulted. They're offended. And another thing they're insulted by is, in fact, Hillary Clinton's arrogant smirking and smiling, showing her teeth, trying to look down at a man who is 10 times her stature. It doesn't work. It insults. It offends people. They're sick of that. We cannot afford to put the Clintons back in the White House. Look at the top of the homepage. Look at the second political art piece. Look at the picture of Slick Willie. He doesn't look so slick anymore, does he? He looks
no,
like...
That's a great photograph, Jeff.
It tells it all.
I'll tell you, I think this hurricane was politically generated. We know that the military has the ability to manipulate the weather.
That's correct.
The drought in California, for example, which is, drying up America's breadbasket, the most agriculturally fertile region in the United States, appears to have been produced by these artificial high-pressure zones from heating up the particles of barium, strontium, and aluminum that keep low-pressure area zones that bring water away. Now, I fully expected the other day to turn on the TV and see an extended discussion of the Pence-Kane vice presidential debate, where Pence was so clearly superior to Kane, where Kane interrupted Pence at least 70 times, where Kane looked like he was a chicken with his head cut off. I mean, it was bizarre. And what do I find instead? I find all this weather report about this hurricane. I couldn't believe it, Jeff. Not only did the hurricane wipe all the discussion of the vice presidential debate off of the television screen,
right,
but also any discussion of Hillary taking these vast, long breaks, which now this Dr. Noel has diagnosed to be drug holidays. In other words, what they're doing is taking her off of her drugs for days at a time, several in a row, to cleanse her system so that when they give them back and readminister,
right,
they're more powerful. It's a controversial because the effects on the body are not completely known. It may actually hasten the progress of the disease,
exactly,
in this case, Parkinson's. But it also took that off of the front page too, Jeff. And now, of course, she's continuing to take these breaks. I mean, they've got to be shooting her up with all kinds of stuff to get her to be even stand out there for an hour and a half. I mean, she's not normally going to be capable of doing that.
Right, right. I agree. She was clearly going back to the stool for rest and support. Go ahead.
Well, just a third point I was going to make about the hurricane.
Uh-huh.
Where is the hurricane occurring? In the very state that believe is going to be the key state in the election. Who knows what mischief was going on under cover of the hurricane? They could have been stuffing, have ballots made up to support Hillary that are in boxes stashed all over. I mean, there's no end to what they're going to do here, Jeff. No, there are no scruples whatsoever on her side.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security is actually engaged in registering illegal aliens to vote. Now, I want to ask rhetorically, what in the heck is a United States government, a major bureaucracy and agency, doing signing up illegal aliens to vote? And now I have the story today that Obama is offering citizenship in a roundabout way, but he's offering it to people, illegals, who will vote for Hillary Clinton. They probably have registered a couple of million voters by now who shouldn't be able to vote. Only citizens should be able to vote. And this naturalized citizen crap, it doesn't work. They're just handing them out like candy to people. You vote this way, you get to be a citizen. No, no. The Trump people should be in federal court tomorrow asking for an injunction to stop the registering of all illegal aliens before this election.
That's good, Jeff. I like that. In fact, months ago, I was protesting over the motor voter law that Jerry Brown had passed in California, because it sounds like a good idea. When you obtain your driver's license, you're also registered to vote. But in California, illegal aliens are allowed to drive to get driver's licenses, and therefore, under the motor voter law, are going to be allowed to vote. And you're talking about millions who aren't going to be enthusiastic about voting for a guy who wants to build a wall and deport illegal aliens.
You mentioned Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
Jerry Brown is notoriously one of the biggest flakes and weirdos in American political history.
Governor Moonbeam.
Yeah. Well, see, California really fell into the toilet with Prop 187 when they allowed the high court in California, such as it is, the three justices, to reverse it. That's the vote of the people to cut off all welfare assistance to illegal aliens in California. Why? Because they'd leave. No more support, no more subsidies, no more cash, no more free housing. You go. Time to go. Goodbye. The people voted, the majority of the people voted that passed. The Supreme Court of California just eviscerated it and threw it in the trash. And that was the end of California.
That's actually such an elegant solution to the problem, Jeff. I mean, that was brilliant, whoever came up with that proposal. I think that's absolutely perfect.
Exactly. Now, the American system is not designed to hemorrhage like this. Whoever interpreted it as such and began to give this... Jim, if you're sick and you go to the hospital and you need emergency care and there are some illegals there, they're going to be taken first. You're going to be made to wait. And they're going to have nothing whatsoever to pay. You and your insurance company will have to pay a fortune.
And bear in mind, many of these people aren't contributing anything to society or the good of the United States.
Oh, my God, no. All they do is take. They're
draining the American taxpayer of money that should be devoted to other American citizens. I mean, it's outrageous. And Barack Obama is a major traitor to the United States for these actions, Jeff. There's no other way to describe it.
He always has been. I agree.
Hillary Clinton supports it. By the way, did you pick up that in some of these speeches she's been giving to the banks, in the private speeches, she's expressed her attitude, her dream is to have open trade and open borders, meaning TPP, and open borders, meaning we're supposed to have all just one whole country, you know, everyone can move anywhere they want. So
she wants a borderless North America. It's all about the New World Order. That's exactly what it is. There's no other way to read it. There's no big mystery. It's who she is and who she answers to. Lynn Rothschild, the Rothschilds. You've seen that email too. What can I do as penance, she writes to Lynn Rothschild, when something didn't go the way that Lynn Rothschild wanted it to, that Hillary Clinton might have had some impact on. She was groveling. Oh, man. The whole thing, it must be to people looking at this country from Europe who are intelligent people and everywhere else in the world, it must be something that is literally mind-boggling for them to see that this country has been taken over by the kind of criminals it has.
And in many of these emails that are now being declassified or released by WikiLeaks, she talks about Minerva giving approval of a certain foreign policy decision when Minerva turns out to be an Israeli intel operation. So that she's allowing Israel to dictate our foreign policy in the Middle East. That's Hillary Clinton.
Oh, allowing it, encouraging it, aiding and abetting it, her hostile rhetoric, her animosity toward Syria, toward Russia, toward Vladimir Putin, toward Assad, the legally elected head of state there, a sovereign nation, was so scary last night. Not only did she demonstrate a lack of understanding about what's really going on there, but the rest of it was wrapped up in lies and deception The woman is a lightweight. She is, I don't care if she was Secretary of State, she does not understand what's going on in Syria. And when you talk about rebels and terrorists in Syria and moderate terrorists and all these other qualifiers, you admit that your depth of understanding is a joke. We're behind most all the terrorists in Syria and the Middle East. We've funded them. We've created them. This goes back to the Afghanistan war when we funded and created Osama bin Laden. Look, we're past masters at this. And you have a choice now, friends, and most of you have made up your minds long ago. We either vote for Donald Trump and have world peace and work with the Russians to try to stamp out this horror of terrorism, this ISIS terrorism especially, that we have created, or we vote for Hillary Clinton and we may all very well go up in a nuclear conflagration. That's the truth. That's as simple as it gets. That's as black and white as you'll ever see it. Hillary is calling for a no-fly zone in Syria and the shoot-down of Russian Air Force jets and their personnel and the bombing of Russian installations. She is insane. This is insanity.
And you know, Jeff, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs last week told Congress that implementing her policy would mean war with Russia and
Syria. No question. Yeah, no question. I forgot the word he used. It would require war with Russia, I think was the way he phrased it. Require war. That kind
and
of
they
policy.
Have brought in S-300s and S-400s that other multi-versatile.
Right. And what did that phony do when she was asked about Syria? Oh, no, we should not put boots on the ground. We should not put ground troops in Syria. Well, there are two lies right there. One, we already have special forces, maybe thousands of them in Syria. And two, we can wage war against Russia without putting one foot soldier on the ground. It's obviously done through the air coalition, so-called coalition, the United States Air Force. And what are we doing to our jets now? Something's up. We are painting our jets in the exact colored livery, the markings of the Russian Air Force. Why are we doing that?
Oh, that's very disturbing.
Can you say
that's outrageous?
Can you spell false flag?
Sure.
That's what we're doing.
Big time.
We're painting our jets in the colors of the Russian Air Force. What the heck is that about? We're being set up, ladies and gentlemen. We are being set up once again. This is unbelievable. Can you imagine what those pilots must feel like? What are we doing here?
Completely, completely disgraceful.
Well, it's not only disgraceful, it will lead to World War III.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not going to be happy with the consequences. And, you know, all of this is supposed to be outweighed by Donald Trump's making sexist remarks. You know, I mean, that's all supposed to be of
it's unbelievable. It's, yeah.
Not a world war with Russia that could lead to the annihilation of 100 million Americans, Jeff. Not the slaughter of the people of Libya. Not the transfer of weapons to the jihadists in Syria. Not to creating the migrant crisis by taking out a benevolent dictator because she was unhappy with him for having supported Obama over her in the election of 2008. I mean, she's that petty and venal.
Yeah, you're being charitable. She's evil, not venal. She is evil.
She actually is a bisexual criminal psychopath.
I'm not going to argue with that. Not at all. Look, I don't care what people's sexual preferences are, but when you're in politics, in the public eye, let's be honest about it, all right? Is that so hard, really? Is it hard? She's pretending that Bill Clinton is her husband? What a joke. Bill Clinton did the most horrific things a man can do to a woman. And those women are here to testify, and they have been testifying, about Hillary Rodham Clinton. Abused them, threatened them. Yes, she's really someone for women and children. This woman is a liar and a fraud of the first political magnitude.
Not only did Donald mention how he'd heard worse from Bill Clinton on the golf course, but here, Megyn Kelly, who claims to have been offended by all the sexist talk a little over a year ago, went on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, I posted it, sure.
And talked about discussing with him her breasts and her husband's size and engaging in graphic sex talk. I mean, you know, this is all ridiculous. It goes on all the time.
That wasn't in a bus, off air, in
that's
privacy.
Right. That was a public conversation. It was beamed worldwide by satellite.
So, come on, Megyn Kelly. That makes you a little bit suspect, doesn't it? I'm being charitable. It makes you worse than that. She did what Donald Trump was captured on tape doing, far worse, and on worldwide television. Come on, folks. We've got to get past this. I think that chances are Donald Trump is going to win by a popular vote landslide at this point, judging by the fact that Hillary Clinton, she can't draw any crowds. You've got 52 offices in the state of Florida that have nobody working in them, no volunteers for Hillary Clinton. She's lost all of her impact. She has nothing to say of any substance. She lied about Syria, didn't mention United States Air Force and coalition Air Force airstrikes against Russians and the Syrian military bases. She said, oh, no, we won't put troops on the ground. Total diversion, total fraud in terms of telling the reality of the situation straight and in an unfettered fashion. She's a crook. She's absolutely a duplicitous fraud. And that was disgusting. Here's another problem. Problem Donald Trump has is with Pence. I don't know what he's going to do with him, but I've called for Pence to go. Go, go, go. Pence, again, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, was groveling on Fox News this morning, trying to kiss Donald Trump's wallet.
That's just a reflection of the realization that he was masterful.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, look, has any politician in American history ever confronted such insurmountable odds in going on to that debate stage?
Never.
Everyone thought he was going to fall flat on his face.
No, that was supposed to be a funeral.
Instead, it was brilliant. It was an absolutely masterful performance.
That's called,
I mean, the more I think about it, the more I am in awe.
All right, let me extrapolate on that a little bit. Nobody in political history has ever suffered more abuse than Donald Trump has in the last year and a half. Nobody. And last night was supposed to be a funeral, a wake, if you will, for the dead Donald Trump camp. He was supposed to stammer around and bumble, and I guarantee you, if he hadn't been so magnificent, Pence would not have said what he did this morning. That makes Pence a four-time betrayer and fraud. Trump should throw him out and say, this man has betrayed the cause. I'm making a change. I'm putting Rudy Giuliani in as my vice president, or Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson would pull in probably half the African-American vote to make up for a lot of these illegals who are being registered. Ben Carson is a very fine orator. I have no problem with Ben, never had. Pence is a globalist. He is one of them, and it is not good life insurance for Donald Trump to have that kind of a guy a heartbeat away from the presidency. I guarantee it. They're already talking about how Pence in 2020 might be the guy. What a bunch of crap. And how about Rat Ryan? How about the rat? The rat. And how about Reince Priebus? I call him Reince.
Reince Priebus actually came on TV after the debate was all glowing. He was just praising it.
Oh, no.
He thought he'd done a marvelous job. I think Reince is convinced by Donald's performance at the debate that he's the right candidate. I think he's convinced.
Well,
but here's the flaw, Jeff. I do believe that if we had honest elections, that the Donald would win in a landslide.
Yeah.
But what they're doing by maintaining the facade, the deception of these polls that are supposed to be the scientific ones, that are supposed to show that Hillary really won, is setting the pretext for stealing the election using electronic voting machines.
I understand. Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, that's the catch.
Yeah.
Before the 2000 election in Florida, when they abandoned the exit polling, I knew things were terribly wrong. Because in European countries, they actually use the exit polling to determine who won or lost. We're counting the vote. The official tabulation is merely a formalization of the outcome already known.
Right.
But when we deprive the people of information about exit polling, that's to conceal the deliberate theft of elections that exit polling would have revealed. So unless we can restore exit polling, I don't think we got a chance here to have an honest.
Well, we need to do, and the Trump organization needs to do this. They need to get ready, and they need to do their own exit polling all over the country, standing as far away from the polling location as they need to. I think it's a 100 yards or something. They need to do their own exit polling. So do other organizations that care about this country. Now, let me say something else about Rat Ryan and Reince Priebus. The day of the debate, earlier in the day, a news story came out, and this is a pretty good source. Let me just read a little bit of it here. Rhino Republicans call for Donald Trump to set aside. This is Bill Still. Good evening. I'm still reporting on the unholy alliance between rhinos, Republicans in name only, like Paul Ryan and the Clinton campaign. Today, Republican elected officials and party elders announced Donald Trump's open mic recording concerning lewd comments, blah, 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 blah. Well, you go on and you read the full story, and I've got it up there. It seems that the Republicans knew about these tapes weeks ago and did not warn or alert the Trump campaign.
That's pretty dirty. That's pretty bad. But you notice, knowing in advance, Jeff, meant they timed them so exquisitely, you know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I thought the timing was just too precise to be.
Well, I want to go back to what you said about the hurricane. That didn't just happen. Didn't just happen. There's no coincidences anymore. And if you're out there thinking, well, they can't control hurricane, yes, they can. Yes, they can. And yes, the weather has been profoundly impacted by Fukushima and the radiation in the Pacific Ocean now. It has heated up areas of the water, creating these super typhoons that have been raking Southeast Asia and Taiwan and into China and up to Japan as well. Let me see if I can pick something up out of here. Hold on. Okay. But then at mid-morning, DC Whispers, that's a website, put up a story that Clinton operatives working with the Washington Post made both House Speaker Ryan and GOP Chairman Priebus aware that the Billy Bush audio tape was coming weeks ago, but they failed to notify the Trump campaign, making them complicit with Team Clinton in maximizing harm to Trump's chances. All right? That comes from Bill Still, very good journalist. So they knew. They knew this was coming, and they did nothing to warn Trump.
That's disgusting.
Well, since when does a party, an alleged political party, if there were such a thing, that cared about the people and its causes and its platform and its so-called charter, when does a party eat its own, destroy its own, like we've seen?
It's when the candidate is a threat to the establishment on both sides of the aisle.
And when we say establishment, we're talking about once you get in, folks, you play the game, you have been set up for life. You have as much money as you want. You have no interest, low interest loans whenever you want. You don't have to qualify for anything. You are swimming in the money stream for the rest of your life. It's the system. And that's what they are afraid, those who are in it, are afraid that Donald Trump is going to bring to an end. He won't end it. He may modify it. It should be modified. It should be brought under control because it is out of control right now.
One of the most interesting analyses of what's going on here and why so many supporters of the Donald don't really care about these, mean talk as it's being described is because they see him as the only opportunity we may ever have to dislodge the establishment, to regain control of our own country.
He is
the
last
chance. And I think that's 100% correct.
It is 100. It's 200% correct. He is the last chance that they will ever allow to come forward to represent the true American patriot community. And that's all Americans who believe in this country. They tried to kill him. It's been about 8 weeks ago now. They sent an assassin to Trump Tower. His name was Barry Lee Bush. He had a silencer. He had a Glock. The Glock was not stamped with any serial numbers. Many of you know the story. That was the one attempt to kill Trump that we know about. All right? The other one was the guy, the 19-year-old in Las Vegas, who tried to grab a cop's gun, allegedly because he said he wanted to shoot Trump. That's crazy talk. That's called MKUltra, mind control, whatever you want to call it. That was another one. So there are two that we know about. And I'm not convinced in the next month that Mr. Trump will not be in the greatest danger he has been in yet because of his performance last night.
Well, it's all very, very profoundly disturbing. And the idea they would have advanced knowledge this bomb was going to drop and not tip off the campaign, that's outrageous.
It's right there. Bill Still is a very good journalist. And,
I'm very impressed with Bill Still. Yeah. I think he's sensational.
So this tells you what kind of person Reince Priebus is. It doesn't get any uglier, all right? We already knew that the rat was a rat. Ryan is he's a real first-class fraud and a phony. He wants the White House. They'd probably talk to him about it already. Yeah, you just sit tight for 10 years. We'll put you in, whatever. This is not a good situation. And what Jim is saying right now is correct. Those people will never allow a Donald Trump to get to this position again. They'll take him out. I guarantee it. They'll never allow it. They were caught off guard with this whole thing. It kept happening and kept happening, and candidates kept dropping out, and Trump kept moving ahead, and the people kept getting stronger, and now we have a movement. This is a profound movement in this country. It is anti-media. It is anti-organized political party. It is anti-establishment. Never more intense than it is now. And we have to protect that. We can't let this opportunity go. We'll never have another.
I think that's right, Jeff. We'll never have another. This is the one unique opportunity we have to regain control over our own nation by putting someone who's not corrupted by the establishment in charge.
This is it.
That's why they're fighting it tooth and nail.
I've been calling this the final crossroads for a long time, and it is. It is. We have not many days left, and every day is special. Today, Donald Trump was in Pennsylvania, and the crowd began chanting, "Jail her, jail her."
Yep. That was his best remark, I thought, when she said she was so glad he wasn't, had any responsibility in relation to the Attorney General. And he said, just didn't miss a beat because you'd be in jail.
I want to tell you another thing that I've been watching closely, and I think sometimes he speaks a little choppy. He's not a fluid kind of an orator. And I think that that's because his mind is so quick. He's two, three thought patterns, thought forms, topics ahead of where his mouth still is, and he has to go back and try and pick it up. That's a very interesting sign, if you watch closely, of somebody who is extremely quick mentally, and I think that's what you're looking at here. And I think we saw a Hillary Clinton who was very tired, and at the end, she was essentially close to babbling. She was saying complete sentences which had words in them that didn't fit. If you listen carefully, she was making sentences and making sounds, but she was whipped, just whipped. And she had been whipped as well.
Well, her cognitive capabilities are deteriorating every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. She's losing her
there
grip.
You saw Hillary without a prompter, without a coach, without a guide last night. And she got shellacked. I mean there are other ways to phrase it, but
I like it. I was thinking of that very word as you said it. I think she did. She was shellacked.
Yeah.
It was done so effortlessly. I mean there's so many things that Trump was doing in his presentation that you can only appreciate in retrospect. I mean, he was making multiple kinds of points at the same time.
You need to go back and look at it again, and you need to go back and look at the first debate. As Rudy Giuliani said, he's new to this. but he was new to teleprompters, and now he's the equal of Ronald Reagan, of Bill Clinton, of Barack Obama. He said he's their equal, at least, for the teleprompter. He's learning. And he said, I guarantee you the next debate will be even better. And I think he's right.
I believe it too, Jeff. And I think that look on that expression on Bill Clinton's face tells it all.
Oh.
He's just dumbfounded. The Clintons have never been so directly confronted with issues that so many Americans have had on their mind. There's so many things that they would like to have said to the Clintons, and that Donald was sane right there.
He actually said it well, as
Laura
Ingraham said, we've waited a long time for this, and it was, he had to go. He had to do it. He had to go nuclear, and he did. And he's got to keep it up because she is the overriding issue of this election. It is her character and where she will take this country. That's everything. And if she gets in, we're done. Not being overly dramatic. That's the way it is.
God forbid, Jeff.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Jim. Go get some rest. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay, Dr. Jim, Professor Jim, PhD. And we'll be right back in just a minute. Hang on.